Welcome to Beauty and the Bride, the podcast series for chic, romantic brides who want to look gorgeous and still look like themselves on their wedding day. Beauty and the Bride brings you insider secrets to the best in bridal hair, makeup and skincare, as well as need-to-know beauty brands, must-have products that really work, plus pro artist tips and tricks to looking and feeling stunning on your special day.
So, in episode one of Beauty and the Bride podcast, I've got seven top tips to help you find the best makeup artist for your wedding day.
This is Beauty and the Bride with Victoria Northbrook.
Tip number one, do your research. The secret to booking the best wedding makeup artist is to treat it like an interview. You really need to do your homework and ask the right questions so you can find the best professional for you. The last thing you want is someone fresh out of beauty school practicing on your face on one of the most important days of your life. And I'm afraid typing in best wedding makeup artist into Google is no guarantee either that you're going to find the best. You do need to do some legwork. So search for makeup artists in your area and be prepared also to go further afield if you don't find a local artist that excites you. Read forums, check testimonials by other brides, and also ask your friends and family for recommendations. Tip number two, always look at makeup artist portfolios. It's really helpful to look closely at a wedding makeup artist portfolio. Search for those with a wide variety of looks. You really don't want a sort of cookie cutter approach. A makeup artist who only does one look for all their brides is not what you want. Look at the portfolio. If every bride's skin is the same color, or they all have, you know, heavy sort of that insta brow, then that's probably a red flag and a sign that that makeup artist might not be for you. Tip number three, book your makeup artist early. It's a bit of a myth that you don't need to book your makeup artist until the very last. You really want to do it sooner rather than later. I know some wedding makeup artists will tell you to book as late as sort of 6 to 8 weeks before your wedding day, but that's really cutting it fine, and you're going to be in trouble if you don't like how they make you look. So it's best to kind of draw up a list of two or three of your favourites and then check out their availability as soon as possible. You don't have to commit, you know, you don't have to book straight away, but you do want to make sure that you can reserve them for your date if they're what you're looking for. Tip number four, always have a wedding makeup trial. Now, I promise you, this is not the time to cut corners. Always invest in having a makeup trial before booking a makeup artist for your wedding day. It really is worth spending more to find a professional who has the skills and products to ensure that you look perfect. Your makeup artist is also going to be spending quite a lot of your wedding morning with you. So you want to find someone who's friendly, that you can relax around, and that you trust, you know, that they've got your back and they understand your vision and they're on the same page as you. Be prepared to invest in more than one trial even if you need to. You know, honestly, you wouldn't dream of trying on only one dress, and sometimes it's the same with your makeup artist. Tip number five. Always check your makeup artist's hygiene. A dirty makeup artist is a dangerous makeup artist. I'm afraid poor hygiene standards can cause the transfer of lots of different contagious infections such as herpes simplex, impetigo, things like conjunctivitis. None of that's very pleasant, and you don't want that anywhere near your wedding day. Take a close look at your makeup artist's kit. Dirty makeup bags, smeared product residue, that's not really conducive to good hygiene. The ultimate sin is if your makeup artist double dips. You know, once your artist has used a brush, if they don't clean it before touching another face, then run away as fast as you can. Tip number six, check your makeup artist has a lighting kit. Most professional makeup artists have additional lighting that they carry with them. This is really crucial for your wedding day makeup, especially if you're getting married in a stately home or a castle venue. These are often notoriously badly lit, and natural daylight can even be hard to come by in a modern hotel room. Your makeup artist should be prepared with natural portable lighting, especially for very early morning starts. Tip number 7, get a schedule from your makeup artist. You know, if you want everything to run smoothly on your special day, make sure that your makeup artist does give you a schedule. You know, you should be allowing up to 2 to 3 hours for the bride's hair and makeup, and between 45 minutes to an hour per bridesmaid for hair and makeup. You know, for larger bridal parties, you also want to ensure that your makeup artist has a team they can bring with them, you know, to get all your favorite ladies ready on time on your special day. You also need to ask them if they are willing to stay for last minute checks and touch-ups before you leave to say I do. If you follow all these steps, you're going to find finding the perfect wedding makeup artist for you a lot easier and also avoid a lot of the pitfalls. Anyway, I hope my top 7 tips have been helpful today and taken you a step closer in your countdown to gorgeous for your wedding day. Okay, bye for now.
Beauty and the Bride was presented by Victoria Northbrook, with audio production by Harry Bly. Make sure you subscribe to the Beauty and the Bride podcast so you don't miss out on more top tips and the best bridal beauty inspiration. If you'd like to book Coco Bella for your wedding hair and makeup, then visit www.cocobellabride.com.